This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Debate continues in the House of Representatives on government's policies and programs. Lawmakers stress on collective efforts for promoting good governance development. Ministry of Foreign Affairs says Nepal stands together with all in the fight against terrorism and says it shall not allow any inimical forces to use its soil against its neighbors. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak echoes the need for prioritizing the concerns of survivors in resolving issues related to transitional justice. And India-Pakistan tension surges as both sides trade attack claims. Now, the news in detail. The government's annual policies and programs, which are under consideration in the Federal Parliament for the upcoming fiscal year 2025-26, have received mixed reactions from lawmakers. During the discussions, a section of lawmakers backed the policies and the programs, while some others stressed the need to revise them. Lawmakers suggested that the annual policies and programs be made more mature and richer by making necessary modifications. Expressing their views on the policies and programs in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, lawmakers suggested incorporating the justified and positive topics related to the policies and programs raised in the House, and these should be incorporated as the policies and programs document is amendable. Likewise, lawmakers have said it was unfortunate not to bring the issues raised in the course of discussion on the policies and programs into implementation, though such issues are repeated every year. They suggested that the government think about the suggestions given during the discussion and make a concrete plan based on them. Similarly, in yesterday's sitting of the House, lawmakers drew the attention of the government to contemporary issues. The lawmakers demanded a market guarantee for farmers' produce to make the country self-reliant in agriculture. The government has stated that Nepal stands together with all in the fight against terrorism. Issuing a press statement, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs said that Nepal shall not allow any inimical forces to use its soil against its neighboring countries in line with its principled position. Likewise, the ministry said that Nepal was deeply concerned about the escalating tensions between India and Pakistan following the attack on the innocent tourist in Pahalgam, India on April 22nd. A Nepali national also lost his life. The press statement has mentioned that Nepal hopes for de-escalation of tensions and affirms its commitment to lasting peace and stability in the region. Likewise, the National Security Council reviewed the current international situation and the various security challenges and implications that may arise in Nepal due to recent developments between India and Pakistan. Secretary at the Ministry of Defense and Member Secretary of the Council, Rameshwar Dangal, said that a meeting of the Council held yesterday discussed the situation arising out of the development and adopted an appropriate strategy to deal with the situation in the coming days. The latest data from the Ministry of Health and Population shows around 200,000 leprosy patients in Nepal. Although Nepal has committed to eliminating leprosy by the year 2030, the ministry reports that around 2,867 new cases are being identified each year. According to Dr. Bikas Debkota, secretary at the ministry, out of the country's 77 districts, 18 are considered high-risk areas for leprosy, making its elimination challenging. Meanwhile, addressing the inaugural session of the Nepal Leprosy Conference organized by the Ministry of Health and Population and different organizations yesterday, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli drew the attention of the Health Ministry to spread awareness for the prevention of leprosy through mass communication and information technology with a message that no disease should be concealed. The Prime Minister emphasized making efforts to eradicate leprosy more dynamically and effectively under the Healthy Nepal campaign. In the meantime, a high-level tech lab unit has been established at the National Public Health Laboratory. The new lab unit is expected to help secure sample tests during the spread of infectious diseases and epidemics. Inaugurating the unit, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel said that the ministry has been working on strengthening the laboratory on a priority basis with a goal of making Nepal self-reliant in laboratory testing. On the occasion of the inauguration of the lab unit, the World Health Organization donated necessary kits for testing 52 priority diseases in Nepal. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has echoed the need for prioritizing the concerns of survivors in resolving issues related to transitional justice. Speaking at a discussion program on the progress of Second National Action Plan regarding the implementation of UN Security Council Resolutions 1325 and 1820, the Home Minister stated that transitional justice is a top priority for both ministry and the federal government. He highlighted the provision about the establishment of the Survivors Coordination Unit in the newly amended Act, which aims to ensure the justice process is viewed through the lens of survivors, and stressed that transitional justice cannot be complete without their participation. On a different note, Home Minister Lekhak stated that police have no bias other than implementing the law in the arrest of Resham Chowdhury. Responding to questions raised by lawmakers during yesterday's session of the House of Representatives, Minister Lekhak clarified that just as the police administration has promptly implemented court correspondence in the past, this incident too was handled with the same intent, purely to uphold the law without any prejudice. President Ramchandra Paudel has said that writers are centers of thought production and that every creator should continuously engage in innovative thinking through their creations. Congratulating and offering best wishes to the newly elected Central Executive Committee of the Nepalese Writers Association at the President's office yesterday, the President recalled that the association has historically advocated for democratic rights, freedom of expression and freedom of publication. A dedicated act has been stressed regarding the projects of national pride. During discussions on a draft report about the field monitoring of projects of national pride in a meeting of the Federalism Enablement and National Concerns Committee of the National Assembly yesterday, lawmakers advocated for the need for distinct standards regarding the selection of projects of national pride. Committee President Sunab Gyaljan Sherpa stressed the need for special policy provisions to determine the relevance of the projects regarding the implementation procedures and the operation of the constructed ones. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. India and Pakistan accused each other on Thursday of carrying out waves of drone attacks. The fighting comes 2 weeks after New Delhi blamed Islamabad for backing an attack on Indian-administered Kashmir, which Pakistan denied. New Delhi blamed the Pakistan-based Lashkar-e-Taiba, a UN-designated terrorist organization, for the Pahalgam shooting. Pakistan has denied any involvement and called for an independent investigation into the April 22nd attack. As reported by the AFP, at least 48 people have been killed on both sides of the border since India launched airstrikes on Wednesday that it said targeted terrorist camps, sparking the worst violence in decades. Diplomats and world leaders have pressurized both countries to step back from the brink, and several countries have offered to mediate. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the westerly and local winds, along with the partial influence of the water vapor rich air coming from the Bay of Bengal and the Arabian Sea, Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki, Karali and Sudarpashchim province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in the hilly regions of the country, with the possibility of rain and snowfall in the mountainous region of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 18 to 20 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 28 to 30 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Debate continues in the House of Representatives on government's policies and programs. Lawmakers stress on collective efforts for promoting good governance and development. Ministry of Foreign Affairs says Nepal stands together with all in the fight against terrorism and says it shall not allow any inimical forces to use its soil against its neighbors. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak echoes the need for prioritizing the concerns of survivors in resolving issues related to transitional justice. And India-Pakistan tensions surge as both sides trade attack claims. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.